This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on the patient named Michel DeAngelis, MICHELEDEANGELUS. Date of birth 08/01/1951. Date of appointment October 22, 2025. Requesting physician Colleen Dibble, COLLEENDIBBLE. Dear Dr. Dibble, I have the pleasure of seeing Michel DeAngelis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 74 year old. Please rewrite the date of birth 08/01/1951. She is 74 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman, who was diagnosed with left-sided breast cancer. In 2012, her cancer was moderately differentiated invasive ductal cancer. It was ER 90% positive. She had a left lumpectomy in the same year and sentinel node biopsy. She had a left breast radiation and started on Arimidex in 2013. She developed severe arthralgia after that. She had a 2-month trial of tamoxifen, which was discontinued due to achiness, insomnia, depression, and spacey feeling. She was tried other medication also. At the meantime, she developed atrial fibrillation. In the Albany Medical Center in 2022, due to TIA, her blood pressure was high. Then she developed the tremors in the right hand. She feels hot and cold feeling at night. Her memory is not good. She developed a stroke on April 11, 2025 because Eliquis was on hold. For 3 days. Still, she has a right-sided weakness due to stroke. Fine motor skill is going down. He was in Albany Medical Center for a stroke, then went to Sunnyview Hospital for rehabilitation. He was seen in the Albany Medical Center Movement Disorder Clinic, prescribed Sinamed 25 over 100 two times daily. Her tremors are same on the right hand. She has a difficulty walking. Her back is painful. Gait is shuffling. Stiffness in the evening, dropping things from the hand. She can feed herself. Memory is not good. Hands are numb and weak. Can walk with the help of the cane. Past medical history, breast cancer, asthma, hypertension, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, iron deficiency anemia, hyperlipidemia, GERD, stroke, history of DVT, Parkinson's disease, past surgical history, hysterectomy for fibroids, right knee replacement, bunionectomy, left hip replacement, left knee replacement, allergy to codeine, morphine, pineapple, sulfa medication, lisinopril, albuterol, atorvastatin 20 mg, Sinamed 25 over 100, clonazepam 0.5 mg, diltiazem, folic acid or danstrone, Prolia, sertraline 50 mg, vitamin B12, vitamin D, Zyrtec, social history, occasionally drink alcohol, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use drugs. She's an ex-smoker. Family history. Mother, father, deceased father with a lung cancer, heart issue, mother, osteoporosis, thyroid problem. She's married, live with the husband. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no facial, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Please rewrite in the above line, right mild facial droop present. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. Right sided rigidity present, right sided resting tremor present. Motor system examination is 10, left sided 545, right sided minus 545, deep tender reflex in 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Parkinson's disease. Number two, stroke with right-sided weakness. Number three, anxiety. Number four, depression. Number five, mild cognitive impairment. Number six, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the cinema 25 over 101 PO 3 time daily. She will continue to take Eliquis and atorvastatin. She is also taking sertraline. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.